government is not our master, it is our servant. Its only power, that which we the people allow it to have.
Liberty Watch is an independent program on KVOI dedicated to the notion that government remains servant, not master, and operating in the public interest for which the media in this country was designed by exploring controversy. This helps us to resolve our differences peaceably, refining controversy into clarity through investigation, research, interview of experts, and public feedback. Liberty Watch is based in objective reason and is biased towards individual liberty, and so is not the view of the station or anyone but the host, guests, and callers. Liberty Watch operates outside the realm of political correctness, taking no notice at all of race, creed, religion, ethnicity, political affiliation, or orientation, focusing on content of character in eternal vigilance to the free flow of information about government, technology, current events, and our steadfast Constitution. The program is paid, produced, hosted, and operated by Charles Heller, and any mistakes are solely his responsibility.
On responsibility, how the topic does keep arising. Let's turn that music down so that you can actually hear what I have to say, and maybe even what Anna has to say. Right, Anna?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, but lower that mic a little bit, and please do not drum on the, there you go. It doesn't want to come down very easily. It fights with you. That's all right. And you're fine. That's about right. But if you drum on the table, you'll notice that the microphone is bolted to the table, and when you drum on it, it has this effect.
Oh, Lord.
It comes right through the microphone, so don't do that. And let's see, strike one.
Other mistakes are my responsibility as well.
Oh, the true spirit of Liberty Watch lives in you. I love it. She's our intern here, and who knows, she may end up co-hosting a show one of these days. And this comes from the Liberty Justice Center because they filed an opening brief in the Supreme Court case challenging the federal ban on TikTok. And the federal ban on TikTok says that it's owned by the Communist Chinese, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. ByteDance is a CCP-controlled company, and they are required by law to do whatever the party asks them to do. And so there isn't a question as to whether or not, the question is not whether or not TikTok is a Chinese Communist Party influenced organization. The question is whether or not it is a danger to people in the United States. The assertion is that because the company ByteDance has because ByteDance has control of the company and they work at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party, that what it does is it gives all the data and the information, all the metadata on basically where everyone is in the United States who's signed up on TikTok. It's got a pipeline to the pocket of 170 million Americans who use it. That's the problem with TikTok. At least that is the alleged problem with TikTok. I don't use TikTok. Anna does, right?
Yeah, I do, for an occasional scrolling. I mean,
so that where you get your news? Can you do anything to lower that at all? Will it come down at all? Just pull down, straight down on it. No, on the arm. Will it stay down at all, or is it going to bounce back up again?
It's bouncing back up.
Better. That's better. You'll stretch a little. Okay. otherwise, it makes you sound hollow in the room is what happens. Or I could turn the pot down on you a little bit, and then it won't echo in the room. Board operator mistake number 970. All right, so let's get into the article, and then you comment anywhere you want to. And let's see. Austin, Texas, December 27th. On December 27th, the Liberty Justice Center filed an opening brief with the U.S. Supreme Court in its constitutional challenge to the federal law that will effectively ban TikTok as of January 19th. I can't wait. The Supreme Court announced that it would hear the Liberty Justice Center's lawsuit in an order issued last week, which scheduled oral arguments for January 10th, 2025. That is a very, very fast, an emergency grant of certiorari. That's unusual. All right. In today's filing, the Liberty Justice Center urges the Supreme Court to strike down the proposed TikTok ban before it takes effect on January 19th, the day before the presidential inauguration, because of the damage the ban would do to the First Amendment rights of millions of Americans. Quote, the TikTok ban represents an unprecedented act of censorship by the American government. Unless the Supreme Court strikes it down, the ban will silence an entire platform where millions of Americans engage in political speech. That's at the heart of the First Amendment protection, said Jacob Hubert, who's been a guest many times on this program, president of the Liberty Justice Center. The question is... if you didn't have TikTok, is there anything like TikTok that you could use? Anna, is there?
The company ByteDance also has this extension of TikTok called Lemon 8, which people are kind of now going into.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think people don't realize that Lemon 8 will also be gone as well, because it kind of does the same thing as TikTok. It's TikTok's own version of Instagram, which would be the posting of pictures, videos, the electronic photos that you can share with other people. So there's that. I don't know of any other one at the moment. That's all I can think of.
What is it on TikTok that you could get that you couldn't get on X?
So X, I would say, is more of the news platform, while TikTok is more of the celebrity trends and entertainment trends and anything like that. It's more geared to Generation Z. It's like our electronic e-entertainment news that we get. I would say while X is more news focused, TikTok is more entertainment focused, but it is also small business focused. There's a lot of small businesses on there.
Well, they advertise on it, right? I mean, you can buy advertising on TikTok, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You can buy advertising on TikTok. You can also, there's a lot of, I'm into makeup personally and skincare. There's a lot of skincare companies I discovered through TikTok.
So is this your real face?
Yes, it is. It is.
I don't know. Do you know the word persona?
Yes, I do.
Is Latin for mask?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, so you like to watch, like, skincare stuff on TikTok?
Yeah, so when you're on TikTok, what you're interested in gets configured in a way. Amplified by an algorithm. So I like skincare, beauty. There's even some Catholic stuff on there, and I usually, 90% of the time, I get those. Mm-hmm. I get that. Skincare, beauty, hair care, anything like that, because mm-hmm. that's what I like to watch. There's even people that have maximized a whole career off mm-hmm. of showing makeup and skincare and hair care on TikTok, too.
I watch a guy on YouTube that does a lot of... I've had him on here as a guest, Dominic, at Max Level EDC, and he does a lot. He reviews pens, lighters, multi-tools. He does modification videos on modifying multi-tools to put other gadgets in them. He's a savant on his five areas of topic. He just is absolutely encyclopedic about it. And the guy, and he has no ego in the way, none at all. And so he's not harsh on the ears or eyes at all. And so I can understand people who are topic oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very. There's even not just beauty. There's a whole commentary TikTok too. That, you know, we had those celebrity MTV channels early, like when I was way younger and early in the days. And now it's transferred to online on TikTok. I think the problem is this again, the security issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's even I've heard. And I've done this out of paranoia. So when you open an app on your iPhone, you can leave it open and kind of slide through it, mm-hmm. you know. But what I think someone kind of figured out, I'm not sure if this is true or not. I did hear about this, though, is that when you leave the TikTok app open while you're on the other apps, it mm-hmm. kind of
it can see
like where you touch. So if you're putting in your password, if you're writing an email, it kind of knows where to to touch. I think it has been confirmed. So as a caution, it's going to go away on January 19th. I've just turned off my TikTok app while I'm on other apps. But
that's kind of... That's spyware.
There's
just no other way of calling it but spyware. All right, that's interesting. I'm going to read one more paragraph, then we're going to go to break. In today's filing, the Liberty Justice Center urges the Supreme Court to strike down the proposed TikTok ban before it takes effect on January 19th, the day before the presidential inauguration, because of the damage the ban would do to the First Amendment rights of millions of Americans. Quote, the TikTok ban represents an unprecedented act of censorship by the American government. Unless the Supreme Court strikes it down, the ban will silence an entire platform where millions of Americans engage in political speech that's at the heart of the First Amendment protection, said Jacob Hubert, president of the Liberty Justice Center. Quote, we are pleased that the Supreme Court took up our challenge to the ban, and we will continue to fight for the First Amendment rights of our client, Based Politics, which, as well as 170 million other TikTok users and creators across the country whose constitutional rights would be violated by this ban, unquote. Hubert continued.
Swap shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Sunday mornings, you can buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral on the swap shop. Let's listen.
Never give up on the power of the swap shop.
Who knows? And I mean, somebody could have had a whole bunch of old pagers laying around, and they called the swap shop and said, can we buy them? We got an order for some pagers. We just need to work on them a little bit first.
Swap Shop, Sundays 10 to 11 a.m., right before Liberty Watch.
Hi, it's Mark Levin. Liberty Watch on KVOI is dedicated to the notion that government remains servant, not master. Sounds like Charles has been reading my books. Congratulations on 20 years on KVOI, Charles.
Well, it's called free speech. It's called free speech. Something the Constitution guarantees. I have the right to speak up, sir, which is why I'm pointing upwards, and I truly want this country to be free. You can run an ad talking about abortion. Uh-oh. Or your Swippo buddies kind of want to speak.
Oh, dear.
You can't even donate money to a candidate. Exercise free political speech. It's called free speech. It's called free speech.
Indeed, it is called free speech, and it's protected by the First Amendment. And the question is whether or not the government's ban on TikTok violates the First Amendment. And the question is, as to my way of looking at it, is can you prohibit an outside influence, especially a communist influence, from reaching into the politics of the United States? To me, that's more the issue than the First Amendment rights of the people who are using the app. I look at it like a wall, and there's a wall that's in the public space, and it's a wall where you can graffiti on the wall. You can write. It's lawful to deface the wall with whatever graffiti you want. It's a free speech zone, so it's legal to do that. The question is the wall going to fall on somebody? Is the wall a safety hazard to the people who are graffitiing it? And does the government have the authority? Because government doesn't have any rights. Only people have rights. Only corporeal people have rights. But does government has authorities? And the question is, does the government have the authority to say that an influence from outside, an enemy influence from, I don't think anyone argues that the Chinese Communist Party is not the enemy of the United States. I don't think. And by the way, this is an open hour. If anyone wants to call in and tell me why I'm wrong, I'm going to shut up and listen. I'm actually going to, unless you spew lies, which I will counter, but I'll still let you say, because I'm not into limiting people's free speech. I'm not into polluting the public sphere, but the point is, just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean it isn't right. So if anybody wants to talk about this, I'm happy to hear it. I would especially like to hear an argument of why the government should not shut down ByteDance or should not stop ByteDance from owning TikTok. And here's the issue. TikTok can be, can exist. TikTok can continue to exist. It's simply that the China, it cannot be owned by the Chinese Communist Party via the company ByteDance. If ByteDance wants to sell to another company, to an American company, and I'm sure there's lots of American companies, and I'm sure there's lots of American companies that align with the Chinese Communist Party that would own it, and then they're an American company doing that, and they can. The question is, should the government exercise its authority in order to regulate this? And audience, I would really love to hear what you have to say. 520-790-2040. I would greatly prefer listening to you than I would talking about this issue. So please call in at 520-790-2040. And here's someone calling in. Caller, your first name, please.
Rick.
I figured you'd be the first. Go right ahead.
So the question that might be pertinent to ask is, in 1939, 1940, prior to the start of World War II, would have been okay.
That would have been September the 1st. That would have been September the 1st of 1939. Go ahead.
Correct. Till May 7th or 8th, because the Russians got a case of the rear end because they weren't present at the signing of the surrender and after Berlin fell.
Okay.
However, of 1945. So the question is, and during that, let's say during that time frame up until 1945, would it have been okay for the German government to have sponsored a newspaper or a magazine in the United States expounding the ideals of the Nazi philosophy, of the Nazi party, of Nazism? And would that have been could the government have said, nope, you can't have this newspaper because of the influence coming from outside the country, maybe, if you want to phrase it that way?
Well, not just outside the country, but a declared enemy of the United States. The difference, and not to pick bones with you, or you know, to be nitpicking with you, but there was a declared war there where there isn't here. But the effect, I agree with you, the effect is the same. China is undermining in so many different ways, attempting to undermine the United States, especially with copyright stuff and with trade policy and with a thousand other things they do. That it is morally the equivalent of war,
right? And that's why I prefaced prior to December 7th, 1940, right, or not 1941, prior to the declaration of war. And so you could say prior to the war in Europe, September 1st, 1939, or you know, prior to that. So at some period in there when there was no declared war, what would the argument have been? As far as, you know, if Roosevelt had said, okay, we're going to, or even the Congress said, we're going to ban this newspaper or magazine from the, or radio program from the Nazi Party, or from, you know, from the, that's sponsored by Germany. I think if you look at China, there's an undeclared war going on, and China wants to be the winner. And a win-win scenario that I've heard this stated with China means China wins twice.
Right, that's true.
And I'm a huge First Amendment guy, but to quote somebody else, the Constitution is not a suicide pact.
Yeah.
And if TikTok is intentionally putting programming on there to make American youngsters dumber, or Americans in general dumber, to make them want to commit suicide, you can't just say, well, the First Amendment, right? The First Amendment is has no boundaries, which we know that you can't. Start a fire in a crowded theater, although that may be a municipal law. But
let's put it this way: it's not controversial. You can't yell theater in a crowded firehouse.
That's it. You can't yell theater in a crowd. I knew it was something like that. Yeah. I get my constitutional law mixed up.
Let's see if I can do this without. If I knock you off of accidentally, then call me right back because I want a conference. Actually, I know how to not knock you off. I just locked that line in. Okay. Caller on the second line, your first name, please.
Marty.
Marty, are you calling to talk to Rick and myself or just to make a point? Oh, I just had this feeling you might be. Your conference, the two of you are on separate lines, so you should be able to hear each other. Go ahead. And your first name again is Marty, right?
Marty.
Marty, go ahead.
I think we ought to get the government out of our business And I don't know how we're going to do that. We're so dependent on the government anymore. We've got little laws and regulations that are so convoluted, you can't do anything anymore. The government owns you. You don't own anything. And let's face it, it's just too much. And I don't know how you get the public interested again to take care of the business. They just say, well, we'll get the government to do it. And we're so deep in government right now, it's just out of control. I feel it's out of control. And I feel something needs to be done about it pretty quick. All we're doing is following the goat with the bell goat, you
right.
know.
I'll tell you, we have sickle cell government growth, and it's led to a metastasis of government. And we are, if we're not already, we're rapidly on the way to becoming what I call state-a-static, where the state has taken over everything. I think that's why Trump won, is in response to some of that, the overreach of government is part of why Trump won. Also, the economy is a big part of why Trump won. But the question is this something that the government should do in terms of ByteDance?
They're almost going to have to now. Normally, the individuals could take care of it themselves, but they won't do it. They're dependent on TikTok. They like TikTok. Young people all love it. So if the problem is TikTok, and you're going to get rid of TikTok, you're almost going to have government intervention because you're never going to be able to do it through the public.
Yeah, through the public sector. Yeah. Listen,
yeah, and that's my big argument here. We're like a bunch of we follow the bell goat, and nobody wants to take responsibility, you know, for their own. We're supposed to be so smart, and so educated, so intelligent, and look at what's happening, you know. And we just let government control everything.
What we have is, are you familiar with the term caucusocracy?
I've heard it, yes.
It's a great word to know, especially for people of the modern generation. It means a government of fools.
Yes.
And we've become the ponus asinorum, the bridge of asses. It's kind
yes.
of what our government is. If you want to continue this on, I'm willing to listen to both of you, but I got to do it after the break. If you both want to stay on,
okay.
Do so. If sure. not, whichever one of you drops away, I accept it. But let me hit the go button for the break. And good. We are hearing music. That's a positive sign, and it is the right music, not the start of the program again. And we'll be right back with Rick and Marty and Anna and Charles, and we'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Liberty Watch.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track.
Sunday mornings, you can buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral on the Swap Shop. Let's listen.
I wanted to give a big shout out to Arizona Tree. I noticed a saguaro, and it was going to fall right on my well. The biggest arm blew off, and it lost its balance.
Well, so, we do support the right of cactus to keep and bear arms.
Swap Shop, Sundays 10 to 11 a.m., right before Liberty Watch.
Hi, it's Dennis Prager. Liberty Watch is dedicated to the notion that government remain servant, not master. Goes very well with my concept of E Pluribus Unum, liberty, and in God we trust. Congratulations on 20 years on KVOI, Charles.
And here's to you, Mr. Jefferson. We all miss you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mr. Madison. Heaven help these fools that legislate. Rights away, our rights away.
And welcome back to Liberty Watch. We're discussing the possible ban of the TikTok app with listener Rick and listener Marty and intern Anna and Charles, your ringmaster. And I just realized what it is I like so much about running this board, and that is that when you run the pots up, it is just like the transporter controls on the original Enterprise. It just feels so good. I feel like you're beaming in when I pie you up. So welcome back, guys. Where were we?
I was doing talking here, and I got a little.
Yeah, you got a huge. Are you on speaker on your phone?
Hello?
Yeah, are you on speaker on your phone, Marty?
No. No.
Can you turn the volume of your phone down? Because I'm hearing a repeat of everything I say.
On my phone?
On my phone?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know.
Turn down your volume. Well, let me see. Let me try this a little bit. Let me pot you down a little lower. It's feeding back everything. You don't still have your radio on, do you?
No. Radio's off.
Okay. All right.
I know I'm kind of going in the weeds here on some of this, and we're getting a little off the track about TikTok, but it's all relative. It's all relative. All this stuff is relative. Until people feel like what they earn is theirs, and so forth, you're always going to have this bunch of sheep, and that's just the way it is.
Got it.
And we're going to have to change the whole attitude of people. And put some control on government.
Got it.
Just too much.
Got it. All right. Let me let Rick respond. I think I found the problem. Rick, go ahead.
So I agree with Marty, and I believe that listening to one of the Black America's Fabric somewhere around there, one of the programs prior to or it, there's a guest on there, and they said that the Federal Registry of codes and laws. Was sitting at 96 pages?
Oh, no. Way more. It's probably 9,600.
96,000 pages.
Right.
And the Biden administration has added 1,000 pages. Now, it doesn't sound like much when you're talking 100,000. 97,000 pages of regulations, laws, regulations, things that bind you under the control of the government. Here's the deal. If you don't have any government, go watch some episodes of The Walking Dead or the old Mad Max series. That's not good necessarily, right?
Right.
But to have 97,000 pages of federal code, how can you be expected to know that?
And well, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of it, okay?
Ahead.
18 United States Code 920, is it 922? Yeah, it's 922A that talks about not having a weapon in a federal, 930A talks about not having a weapon in a federal facility. Except for if you're there for hunting or other lawful purposes. Okay, well, what would you be hunting in the post office? But the point is, mailing a letter is a lawful purpose. The law does not make it illegal for you to have a gun in the post office. However, the Code of Federal Regulations does. It says it's illegal even though it's not. And if you get caught with a gun in the post office, they're going to prosecute you. And if your argument is, well, that's not what the law says, the court will say to you, well, we'll tell you what the law says, sir.
Right, and so there's another legal term for that. It's called tyranny.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And so, in fact, I told the story before. I'm in the post office. I have to cut the label, or I had to add some tape to close the package. I wanted to weigh it first because I had pre-bought the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an ounce over, it might as well be a pound over. So, and I can't change the label once I bought the label. So I'm mailing something with a prepaid label. I pulled out the knife to cut the tape, so I have some tape.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled out just a folding knife. It's not even just a folding pocket knife, tactical knife, so you might call it. And the clerk almost had a heart attack, and he almost shouted, "Sir, please put the weapon away." Come on.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons.
In the post office.
Yeah, you can't have that. But one of the reasons I got this gadget that I got, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here, but look at these carabiner keychains that have a little razor blade on them. They're perfect for that. No one perceives it as a weapon.
Right. So every time you go in the post office, if you've got a that almost everybody carries, you're committing a felony by walking in there with.
No, it's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor.
Oh, okay, because it's posted, it says, it just doesn't say firearms, it says any weapon. Basically.
It says any weapons, right, yeah. Okay, Marty, do you have...
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt.
No,
here,
you're not interrupting, you're adding. Go ahead.
I know you probably haven't heard this too much before, the purpose of government, what the purpose of government is, to provide safety for the people and so forth.
No, that's not government's purpose. It's not to provide safety, absolutely not.
Provide a safe environment for people.
No. That's not the purpose of government. That number one, that all power is inherent in the people. And number two, that government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. And number three, it's there to protect the liberties of the people.
Okay.
Not a safe environment. Right. So that's the purpose of government.
All right. So there is, you know, I'm not saying to eliminate government. All I'm saying is all of this, and we have the best area in the whole world to draw a comparison to for you know, government craziness, you know, here in Tucson, things that happen here. So
you mean Detroit in the desert?
Yeah, yeah. So that's all part of it. It all adds up to one thing. So getting back to TikTok, I think the only way, if the purpose is to get rid of it or change it, the government's going to have to do it, because you're never going to get the support of people to do it.
I don't disagree. Okay, appreciate your participation, Marty. And that opens up a line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at 520-790-2040. And Rick, you're still there if you had anything to add. But let me go on with this thing I'm reading, and then you can comment further. After the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia dismissed the lawsuit without ruling on the proposed ban's threat to the First Amendment, the Liberty Justice Center filed an emergency petition on December 16th urging the Supreme Court to take up the case. The Supreme Court granted the petition on December 18th, combining the Liberty Justice Center's lawsuit with two other challenges to the ban, one filed by a group of TikTok creators and one by TikTok itself, and its parent company, ByteDance, for oral arguments in January. I wonder if the oral arguments are going to be in the form of a dance in front of the Supreme Court that can be shown on TikTok. Oh, well, I digress. Based Politics versus Garland was filed in the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia June 6th on 2024 on D-Day. Interesting. The Liberty Justice Center's legal filings, Based Politics Inc. versus Garland, are available, and it gives a URL here. And so, Rick, any response?
Well, years ago, the Frankfurt School planted the seeds to some trees or a tree, and now we're resting in the shade of that tree. And if you look at how the university systems teach to hate the country, and you look at the wacko leftist ideas that's what they are, because they are counter to what the founding fathers said. Hey, this is probably a good idea for a way to run a country. So the question is, if you want to allow that kind of subterfuge to enter the country, then it's fine to have TikTok do whatever they want to do. If you say we have an absolute right to free speech, then you have an absolute right to poison young people's minds. If that's what you can, if you can tie that in and prove that TikTok's doing that, it's probably the end results are going to be a worse country down the road once the tree grows to and becomes a full-size tree, just like what's happened with Gramsci and the Frankfurt School. And all those other wonderful people that have given us groups like BLM,
right.
And
well, it's part of critical theory. Critical theory spread in the 60s to critical legal theory, and then critical race theory, and then now, of course, critical sexual theory, which is where transgenderism comes out of. It's a purely Marxist concept that between the oppressed and the oppressor. And that's why, you know, people are able to change their, and you can't change your sex. You can change your exterior appearance. You could have plastic surgery, but you don't change your chromosomes. If they figure out a way to change swap chromosomes, right, then maybe you could say there is a such thing as a sex change. But I digress, but not very far.
Right, but the way to tie that in, it turns out chromosomes are stubborn things. And if I say that in England, it's a hate crime, and I can go to jail. And so is that, or in Canada, I think, is that coming here? And that's how you tie this all in. Well, when you change people's thinking to something it's just not true. A man cannot become a woman, and a man cannot give birth. But if I don't have the freedom to say it and the freedom to think it, and that becomes a hate crime, try and say that go to London and say that in a public forum and see what happens to you. Look at Mark Stein in Canada, who made some comments that when he speaks the truth, he gets a lawsuit against him, and you end up having to spend maybe millions of dollars because you just said something that's a scientific fact. So it's not just a matter of, oh, this is free speech, they can do whatever they want. There's devastating consequences with
there
this.
Are.
Just like. Yeah.
Rick, hold on. Caller on the second line, your first name, please.
Amy.
Amy, you're on the air with Rick and Charles. Go ahead.
I believe the United States government has a duty to protect the United States from any communist country preventing free speech, preventing us from pursuing life, liberty, and happiness, which they do anytime they move into any country. All their citizens are deprived of those things granted us by our government.
Well, they aren't. Those are not granted us by our government. Government confers no rights on you. You understand that, Amy?
Kind of. I still think...
Your rights don't come from... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I still think a communist country that likes to move in and take over other countries prevents those citizens from the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right. Of course...
And should be done...
The pursuit of happiness isn't in the Constitution, but I see your point. And remember, our rights don't come from the Constitution. They're simply guaranteed by it. So, all right. That'll do for both you guys, and appreciate your contributions. And we're going to go to our last break, and we'll be right back after this.
This is Dennis Weaver, and you're listening to Liberty Watch. You know, the exchange of ideas is so important to maintain our freedom in this country. And Liberty Watch is a show that promotes freedom.
There's a Bible app that gives you the freedom to be you. A speech, religion, press, and position. So fight for justice, spread the word, speak up and let your voice be heard. That's what the First Amendment's for, so you won't have to be ignored. There's a
Yes, indeedy, the five rights that I don't think most people outside of the talk radio audience could enumerate in the First Amendment. Tim, your comment on this. Tim, are you? Whoops, let's try it that way. Tim, go ahead.
Are you there now? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Perfect. Yeah, I am opposed to the TikTok ban, and primarily is the government already owns all the other media companies. And I use owns in quotations, right? But it was proven during the pandemic that the government tried to suppress anybody that had an opposing voice to whatever the science was being shoved down our throats. Facebook, Twitter at the time, Instagram, all that was controlled by the government. It was proven when Elon bought Twitter. And released
the Twitter files.
All of that. And so for TikTok, it's no different, except for right now, the government has not been able to control the free speech that is on TikTok. And it's one of the reasons that Trump got elected is because of the free speech of TikTok. So I'm opposed to this. I feel like they're trying to ban it because they can't control it. And that's the reason.
That's interesting. That's an interesting take on it. And the question, though, is not about the free speech of the people who are on the platform. The true question is about who controls the information that's being fed and monitored to the platform. And because it's under the control of the Chinese Communist Party, it's viewed, and I think rightly so, as a threat to the people of the United States. Your response to that?
Well, I would agree if we could see some of that control from the Chinese government, and you would be able to see it. It would be very obvious that it's being done, and it just clearly hasn't been the case. I mean, you can view it as, even the mainstream media controls you know, what you see. I mean, look at a picture of Kamala versus a picture of Trump, and they paint Kamala as this wonderful smiling thing, and Trump is always angry and whatnot. So it's controlled in many ways. And I've been on TikTok for quite some time, and I have not seen any signs that the Chinese government is controlling us.
The point, wait. It's not controlling us, it's controlling the information flow. Just try posting articles that are negative about China and see what happens.
Well, yeah, I suppose you're right about that part of it. But again, try posting articles that are positive about Trump on Facebook or social media of any other sort, and it's going to be suppressed in the opposite direction. So control is control, no matter what you look, you know, whichever company, you know, country is doing it. And, you know, I'm not real comfortable with the government controlling my thoughts and opinions and of any sort. So I'm, you know, I feel like that's what they're doing, is trying to control, you know, our thoughts and really funnel it to people that are going to bow down to our own government.
I think that's a fair point and a valid one. I don't know if it's convincing yet, but I think it's a fair point, well stated. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's a danger, a clear and present danger to the United States, that the Chinese Communist Party has the metadata from, including location, for everybody walking around who has the TikTok app on their phone?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a clear and present danger that is presented there. But how do you, they're infiltrating other ways, right? The Russian collusion that was alleged during that, right? So the Russians, you know, colluded with.
That was a hoax.
Got in there and was able to change the onset.
That was a hoax perpetrated, but it's a proven hoax.
Of course it was. No, I know it was a hoax, and you know it was a hoax.
Right.
But it was just one of those things that our own government was saying, you know, that collusion, Russian collusion, right? And so, yeah, there is a clear and present danger, but it can be mitigated and watched and monitored. And I think the government has that opportunity to shut it down at any given time if it ever reached that level.
I don't think it can be. I don't think it can be monitored. That's the issue there. The only way it could be changed is if ByteDance sold it to an American firm that holds it. And that doesn't mean that it wouldn't be less of a danger, but at least there wouldn't be a solid pipeline from the individual pocket of the phone owner or purse or whatever device they're using to hold the phone right straight back to the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, but the same could be said with anything that the Chinese government makes and manufactures and ships our way, whether it be chipsets for television sets or phones that were, you know, almost everything is produced in China. And, you know, it could be said for the same thing. I mean, they have found chipsets that have been, you know, sending back information to China. And, of course, they shut it down as soon as they find it. But, I mean, it's just one more thing that, you know, they can watch. But I'm not sure what they're
– there's
already a ban for government employees to have TikTok on any government phone.
Right.
So, and for obvious reasons.
The military, yeah.
What's
this
that?
Phone call brought – Tim's phone call brought to you by Nokia.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, I just see it both ways. And, you know, I do see that the government, you know, has a right or has an obligation to try to protect the citizens from, you know, outside.
Right. From all enemies,
know,
foreign and domestic.
Enemies.
Right. From all enemies, an allegiance to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. The question I would have for you, Tim, is does TikTok infringe on free speech by limiting the posts that would be against anything that the CCP doesn't want to see get a wider distribution?
I guess it would, but I don't see that to be any different than Facebook and Instagram and everything else being controlled by our own government for the exact same purpose.
What was the line that FDR used? That someone said used the full expression, he's a real SOB, and Roosevelt supposedly said about this person, he may be, but he's our SOB.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
First of all, number one, you get the true spirit of this program in that you engage in absolutely non-rancorous speech. Number two, you make excellent points, well supported in what you say. This is, you are actually assisting the function, as are, of course, Marty and Rick, assisting the function of this program by intelligent discourse. That is what this program is for, and it's one of the reasons I didn't book a guest. I could have booked Hubert, who's the lawyer who is arguing this case. I've had him on before, and I grind my teeth because I so love their organization and almost everything they do, and I think they're so dead bang wrong on this issue. And, you know, I mean them, not you, them.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and, you know, it's a great show, and, you know, if someone were to listen with an open mind, they would learn quite a bit from it, and, you know, I try to be a neutral listener, if you will, and
yeah,
try to learn from everyone.
I try to shut up when somebody's making a good point and absorb what they're saying and listen to it as if I weren't me, but listen to it as if I were listening from the speaker end of the radio.
Correct.
Because
that's, I do the same.
Which is damn near impossible sitting in the host seat to do that, to divorce yourself from where you are sitting in the studio with headphones on. But by the same token, I try to listen to when a caller calls in, I try to listen to what as if I were hearing it to the speaker of the radio. Because it does sound different. I can't explain that to anybody. I can just tell you. Sometimes I tell Mike about his commercials. I say, I think you could have done this or that better. And then I listen to it on the through the radio, the speakers in the studio, and it sounds way different.
Right.
And he goes,
that's true talent.
He just looks at his watch and says, I'm counting the time until you call me back and tell me I was right.
Perfect.
Yeah, it is. Listen, that's a valuable contribution, Tim. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Mm-hmm. And that opens up a line and also demonstrates exactly what I want Liberty Watch to be. Do you think I missed anything, Anna?
No, I don't think you missed anything. I kind of agreed with Tim there. I'm very neutral on this as well. It is a security breach, but also it does
infringe
a little bit, I would assume. We're talking about TikTok influence. I mean, I think it would have to all go back to parenting. I mean, watch what your kids are doing on your on their phones.
It is impossible for parents to watch what kids are doing on their phones. Come on, you're a bright kid. You're 24 now, right?
25.
Oh, sorry. You're 25. How long has it been since you learned how to outsmart your parents in terms of what your content consumption was? 6 years?
It's maybe, yeah. I mean, it has gotten better for parents to actually monitor, I think, a little bit. I haven't, but I had good parents, thankfully. So I wasn't going out and doing stuff on the internet.
Right,
thankfully.
Yeah, right. You know, but you don't have an OnlyFans page.
Oh, no. No, God, no.
I get a kick out of these people that have an OnlyFans page when they do something that's otherwise credible, like be a teacher or a principal or something like that. And then they wonder why it is that they lost their job.
No, I know. It's mind-boggling. It's baffling.
Yeah, it's surprising. Well, one thing that isn't surprising is that this is AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice. Stand by for America, Armed and Free.